Morning, I want to start off with prayer. Amen. Let's pray. God, we welcome you. We welcome you. To come and do whether the right words are said or not, God, you are going to move. We welcome you to do and say things that need to be, things that challenge us, and God, help us to have soft hearts to respond in the way that you desire, or that this morning we would please entirely with what in the favor of God and ready to do the and Lord, let your anointing be upon our hearts and our minds, and your anointing be upon my lips. I ask it for the whole thing. You guys excited this morning? Amen. You know, I often tell our church in our early days, I just like to have fun. I grew up in church, and church was fun for me. Such a good thing, like everything else. A place I just love. Does anyone love church? Amen. Well, today, I feel like it's a day that we step into something that the Lord has for us. Can you help me on that? The day that we take up the mantle that we laid upon this tree in this valley from the beginning. And I'm so grateful we have so many wonderful people in this valley long and I've been alive. You've seen what God has done. You've seen wants to do. What he wants to do. So last week we learned that to put a mantle onto someone, but this week I want to continue that series with the fact of how to take the mantle. How to take the mantle, because it's not just a pastor, it's not a leader to the people of God, who is the kingdom of God. It's the people of God. Feel free to amen. Amen. I need some encouragement this morning. The people of God that brings the kingdom of God. But God has a purpose for us. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Let's say that in the book of Jeremiah, God knew you before you were born. That means he knew all the purposes and plans he has before you were born. He knew them. In another place, he has a plan for you that is good. In another place, that he formed clay in the hand of a potter. I'm so grateful that even when we feel like you've messed up so badly. God is great. He can remake that. You messed up. He can remake those things. He's ever working in and through us to accomplish the perfect will. Perfect will is necessary to take that mantle that is not coming in. Mantle is passed off to you. To you. No chance or half chance that you hear the message or hear it today. On your life. We see that in 19:6, 1 Peter 2:9, Revelation 1:6, that God is wanting a kingdom of God. What does that mean? That means everyone in the kingdom. That doesn't mean everyone is a pastor, but it does mean that everyone has a path and a purpose. Just like in the book of Ephesians, there were people that did a number of things. There were people that chopped wood, people that cleaned utensils, people that carried curtains, that ministered to others and helped with things. You don't feel like preaching. How many of you can stop that? All the men, raise their hands. We can all do the body of Christ as the Lord. And that is one of the best things that you can hear. You don't get past the time in life that you can be used. Used by God. I'm asking you to play the part and role that God has called you so that you know that. Think back on the word and the prophecy, the dreams that God has opened out and opened the Holy Spirit. And I can't tell you even and now be the time. Amen. And now be the time where things take place. Our prayer team has been praying, but not just that. They've been praying for centuries and more. God will rest their body. So when I hear that, since I have heard it, I've been praying, God, can I be a part of that? Can I be a part of that? So, are you willing to pick up the mantle before you, or can you be a part of that? You might now be asking yourself, what is he? Well, a mantle in the context of 2 Kings, where we'll be reading today, you're to turn to chapter 2. A mantle in our context this morning is a symbol of authority and anointing. In our case, the prophet, the righteous, is wearing the mantle. And in the previous book, 1 Kings, symbolically placed from Elijah to Elisha. The mantle, a cloak-like garment, probably made of. So, and at this time, this is a prerequisite where it will be today, Elijah runs by and he drops the mantle onto Elijah. Now, I love this. As we know, in this moment, Elisha was just doing some farming. He's just working. Now, I think that speaks to us today. A working man, God, the working woman, or the house of Christ, just like your servant, is letting him know that he has been called to a higher purpose than he's been currently living in. That speaks to me as much as anyone else. It's always what we need to be more. We can see that in this case, Elisha leaves everything and follows through. And on that day, he has a training. But on the day, he study how the mantle is training for. Because we're all being trained for greater things in the Lord. And set apart. According to 2 Timothy 2:21, Colossians 3:12-14, Romans 12:1-3, Deuteronomy 14:2. We're all called. But there are times in life where we have to decide to stop calling God in our life. He was already part of the God's kingdom. I say in today's he was already going to change. He already was a king, and he did what he was going to do. Like him, we're meant for more. We're meant for more. We are meant to break down barriers. We are meant to break barriers, cast down strongholds through Jesus, and enter into the promise of God. And church, you are meant to help his name. The mantle has been thrown down as you picked up. So let's pick up in 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. I'm going to read it. When they had Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your life." You asked a difficult thing, Elijah said, "Yet when I am taken with you, I will be yours. Otherwise, I will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire, the source of fire, but somebody separated the people of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in the world. Elijah cried out, "My father, my father, the chariot of fire." And Elijah saw him no more. He took hold of his garment and tore it. Elijah and Elisha's mantle had fallen from him and went back on the bank of the river. He took the cloak of the mantle that he had struck from Elisha and struck the water with. Where now is the Lord, the God of the Elisha? When he struck the water, he divided the right and the left and he struck the cloak. The company of the prophets and prayers, who were there watching, said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha," and they went to meet him and bowed down before him. This is the time for anticipation, preparation, and anticipation, separation, and expectation. Anticipation, do we realize that God wants to use us? Or by a sound booth, God wants to use us for His glory. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you're from, how you feel, what things are about. If you are alive today, He created you specially used by God. Be encouraged this morning that if you came to get out of the world, with belief with an eternal. You have a purpose here. Be sure you're walking. If you're struggling with the answers, come and talk with me. We want to make sure that you have the opportunity. We don't miss out on the opportunity. You will help you. But what does that look like? It's not you having to pray every Sunday to thank God. But what does that look like for life? What is serving people? In 2 Kings chapter 3, just a little way back to our story, verse 11, it says this, that Elisha, the one that poured water on his master. So he served as Master Elijah. And then the first public miracle that Elisha mantle was clean water for himself. Supernatural. They had bad water. And the Lord cleansed it. But what is actually the same act? He helped clean his master's hands and service. And then he helped clean the water of the entire city by bleeding the Lord's hands. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. That's what we're called to do. We serve God and learn to serve Him greater than serving God. This is the key in our life. When we pick up a mantle, going to magnify what is already there. we pick up a mantle and we magnify what he does already for Elisha. He began to serve the land that he was in. Elisha had a calling on his life, and the greater he served, the greater he was. Picking up a mantle doesn't just require doing. It requires also faithfulness. Elisha went through a rough. Anyone else who went through a rough? Yeah, anyone have a rough week? Yeah, this was a big week for me. A lot of transitions and things, meetings. My kids went out. Hour after I've been cooking the fire, keeping their house warm for them. That is what I also think it's tomorrow. It's perfect. But Elijah went through a lot of things. He said, I'm warm. He said, the thing that came up with the master and also. And in all of it, he was called to be faithful. He remained faithful. It was one of the biggest helps I received for Elisha, because he was anticipating that God wanted to work in his life. For a moment, remember that one, he wants to use you. In verse 9, Elisha had a relative. Well, then, even if Master had it once a double portion of the spirit of Elijah, are we bold enough to ask and expect? Are you bold enough to ask God to move on your life? That's not selfish. God, I want to be. Whatever that looks like, however long it takes, I just want to force. Elijah knew oppression was something that he could not make happen. It depended entirely on the relationship from Elisha with that of a firstborn son asking for a portion of his inheritance. So Elisha, as Elijah's son, he wasn't blood. That's why he cries out, Father, Elijah, but Elijah is requesting simply more of the spirit on his life. That was an important thing at the time because not a lot of people were working on their life. But what's the difference of today that the Holy Spirit is working upon all of us? We can ask more. We can ask more. We must know what we are capable of. In Jesus, we can ask our Father for more. We are sons and daughters. We have to know that we can ask and expect, anticipate. This is what we need for. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. With whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received, and it will be yours. He promises the Holy Spirit. He promises the Holy Spirit of our and on the day of Pentecost, it was coming. The Holy Spirit wasn't a one time event. And we know that because we believe. Throughout the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is still moving together. And still moving, nothing has changed, and we anticipate that He wants to come every time we meet together. But not only that, He wants to be whatever you want. He wants to move in your life so that you move and you operate with all the fruit and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because He's going to use you to change this up. He's going to use you. We begin to pick up the mantle when we decide to serve the Lord and His people. When we remain faithful, when we ask Him to keep the word out. Just wait in anticipation, because the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming, and He promised that He would. The mantle of anticipation and realizing God wants use it. Picking up the mantle of the preparation. But don't leave away to where you were. We have to separate ourselves from the things that will hold us back. What will hold us back? This could be a number of sin in our life. It could be putting things before God in any given area. In a busy world, there is always something put before God. There's always something for all of us. There's always more work, more play, more things, or something in your life that keeps coming up between you and your relationship with God. There's something there between you and what thing that is going to fulfill and satisfy your life, nothing else. Most of us have done things in life that don't fulfill. They're not up to the dish. I'm talking about things that you try to find your purpose. There's only one thing that is going to satisfy the rest of your life. You can be an adrenaline junkie. You can be someone who loves to do whatever it is that will last for a short time, but there is nothing that satisfies life. There's nothing. So what do you need to separate yourself from? To the Lord. That Elisha follows Elijah across the river. That's important to note. In the port of a miracle, there is no way it's going to be able to the river to get back. God, if you answer my request, I am struck out of my homeland where I don't belong and left with no. Friends, that is what we call desperation. When your choice leads you to a place only to seek and rely on. Matthew 5, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Are we willing to separate from the sin that so easily ensnares us? That's why the Lord says, to be holy, He is holy. Seeking after Him, we walk in holiness through the blood of Jesus. But it does require a turning away from a turning towards. That's why that word, it's not just to turn away, it means to not turn back. To turn away with the intention of not going back. There's no way. The only one who has enough strength to do that. But in that turning, our way to aligns with the will of the Lord. He makes it. If you don't have to do it, you're you ever tried to do something like that on your own? You get burnt out. On the Lord, when they renew, and throughout our time, voices, wonderings, and trying to what we are often given opportunity to come back. We see this in different moments. I want to key in on these moments for a moment. On his way to the river, first day, Elijah and Elijah is at the beginning of our chapter, chapter 2. This is an out of the way place. Not a lot of people are in it. Elijah tells Elisha that he should follow Elisha because he is decided what he wants. We can be easy to not step into the things God has for us. And most of the time, like in Gilgal, no one will ever know. No one will ever know when you're not stepping into what God has for you. But the Christ will, wouldn't step up the mantle if he's happy. Or at best, he would try to do things with his own strength. You ever failed while trying to do something on your own strength? This is a city where it would have been comfortable, and Elisha could have done a lot of things that a lot of things. There, and people would not have known any different. That was set on a double. And when we settle for good, we never see good. First, we can settle for going to church and doing good things. But God is not just good, He's good. He wants to do great things through you, in you. Again, you are part of the foundation. You're part of the break off bonds that have been on your family for generations. You are part of these things. Let's talk about it as a church. A mantle and see what God does. It can be easy to stay where it is comfortable. But for those who are willing to be uncomfortable accomplish great things. Next, we travel to Paris, a place mostly known for its wealth, not many other. The one that made sense to stay there because there was a group of prophets who lived. But when you are willing to do things that don't make sense, because you're following a promise to following the doctrine isn't always going to make sense. I told the Lord before that was talking. We now live in. We had no money. It was like, what? But God worked. We put an offer on it, and all that money was wasted. And happy. It doesn't always make sense. That's the whole plan. A whole. One commentator said, Elisha had a strong desire for God's will. I love the fact that we want that to be my desire, we want it to be yours. you have a strong desire God's will on and in your life. The mantle. One that was laid by us and meant for us. I say that word not lightly. Meant for us. A continuation of the same story, same story. Elisha continued to minister story. We have the opportunity to build the foundation already set. We decide how much we're going to build. We decide. But we can work with an idea. We can start there. I'm willing to separate from what holds us back, what might be uncomfortable and not make sense. Are we willing to cross the river, no return, to pick up the mantle that the Lord is not finished with yet? He's not finished with you. He's not finished with me. He's not finished with the church or the valley. We will move forward and see the kingdom of God advance here and in this place. Through you and I. Through you and I. It is a mantle of separation because God separates us for him. For his second coming. Second Timothy 21 and Romans 35 and 39. Because God is one. He will pick up every question. God is wanting to move today. Right now in this moment, and our expectations have to be expected. In a moment they didn't know the word. Elijah and Elisha were walking and talking, and in a moment, all of a sudden, the Lord takes Elijah in. Wouldn't that be a sight to see? In this moment, Elijah's mantle falls from him. He wasn't even sure he literally knew the Lord. His mantle symbolizing that Elisha's desperate prayer has been answered. So verse 6, I want you to note that he still has to pick it up. He still has to pick it up. We have every opportunity to not walk the calling of God on our lives. At any given moment, we are dealing with fear, weakness, tiredness, not wanting or not wanting, which promise is there. Elijah and Elisha is very good morning right now for you to take. Will you take up the faith? We put on the foundation for us. The mantle that others walk in, and that's going to look differently for different people. What God called you to. But I will say that you have the opportunity to move forward, to advance, ask for promises that have already been given to you. The promise of God moving, promise of others moving forward to in hope. I want you to think about this for a moment. The things that other people have been praying for, I mentioned earlier, the dreams, the visions, the promises over this valley and over this church. People have been looking forward to it for years. Your prayer, like mine today, can now be the time. We step into what God wants for this church, what He wants for us as individuals. Church, I don't want to be limited to my own fleshly desires or any other desire other than God move in this place. God move in this place. Can we be that people? Remain faithful. Consistent as we anticipate God wants to know that God wants to do. We set ourselves apart in answering that. To have a Holy Spirit cover us in His presence. It's what we're willing to be desperate for. Elisha took the mantle and he had no way. He rolled it up or rolled it up and he hit it in the same fashion that Elisha did. Because Elisha expected to move. But when you pray, do you expect to work? Whatever the answer might be, God move. Church, our faith moves. Our faith is set in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. In Samuel chapter 22, verse 21. 1 John chapter 5, 14 and 15. When Elisha crossed the Jordan River again, coming back into the promised land of his heritage. That's why we come into the house of God. We have a great inheritance. So think about that for a moment. I brought what had been holding back. Coming back into what had been promised. Move. I to leave all else behind. God moves. He is clean. We will come into the promised land. We will come into the inside. Recognize the Spirit of God on you so that you recognize Him. So that He crossed over the court, He met the group of people and they say, said that the same spirit that was on Elijah is now on you. Where is his mantle? So when we're out and about any given day, it should be recognizable that the Spirit of God rests on us. Elisha ended up performing exactly twice as many miracles as Elijah. God wants to answer prayer of yours to be used. He's gonna not do that. But often that takes training. Time. Those are words we don't like. Those are words that draw us to God. He demands. Mantle today is one that says, stand up to the people of God and reach out to the ones that know Him. I expect God, and I want to be listening to it. I want the church to be a part of it. Which there are areas and opportunities that you can see. Opportunities to be hands, maybe be the first pastor, first mom or dad, kid or a youth, reminding a young man that we want to be. We just want to ask about it. Preached to his youth, even his youth. Peter. The sermon had going through his mind for years. Some one little thing. If you have opportunities, you don't need to realize. So many opportunities to be used by God. Even just in the church. Peter, youth. Maybe whatever skills that you have or want to have, you are made to hone them in the body of Christ. love how the credit works together. So the things that you can do that I can't, the things that I can do that you can't. And the power to be one body. Make sure this is not your part. You're not missing your part. I want to encourage you to not involve you. Get involved. I want this church to be just for us. We need to focus on all things. So God is ready. Part of that is praying. What are you praying for? How much are you have a different prayer life that is moved? Prayer moves things. And we want to see the valley changed so the disciple took this to the valley. The mantle is one of gold. It cares to ask what only the Lord can do to answer. Churches. What are the things that we do to try to grow our church and work our whole way? But that is not the same as God speaking, discipling people. People are attracted to the Spirit of God in you, not the things that we can do. Rest on you. If you want to see our church grow, be bold. Get the way from you. Get to jump in any area that you declare to be part of. Any area that you see a need. Jump in. There are needs all over the place. In church, we want to give you the opportunity to fulfill what you were meant to do. What you were meant to do. The end of this, I want to challenge you, church, where to dream of what the Lord might do. What you're capable of, what with you. We can pray for it in our valley. First, we need to pray for the move of God. And ask yourself, you want to be you actually want to be a part of what is doing what he wants. I can't do it on my own. Staff, leadership, the rest of the body. We need you. Let's just say this. I want to say this to you lately. You are important. God is important. You were created with a purpose. Let's find out what. Make sure you're stepping in and filling what the Lord is looking for. Where you stand today that was laid before us, by our feelings will come before us. We pray on a strong and great foundation. Now it's time for you to build with us. To advance the kingdom of God with us. You stand up in this place today. If that is your mind, the Lord is telling you to keep the mantle. To see what God wants to do, not just in the space or valley, but in the separate. To take the body into the sacred And I might invite you to come and pick up the mantle. And if you want to pick up that mantle, to just love the Lord. If you pray for any of these parts or anything else, if you need help, realizing that He wants you. If you need help, separate yourself from the sin that you're angling, things that you're focusing on. If you need help, realizing that God wants to move you, increasing your expectations, stepping into the anointing that God has for you. Come and pray. Find an elder. Come find a church member to pray with me. But let's take up the mantle of the Lord and see the kingdom of God advance. Amen. Let's begin to sing and cry as we pray.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.